Carnegie Hall. The name conjures up images of great orchestras, soloists, and of course...
How do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Practice, practice, practice.
But what you may not know about Carnegie Hall is some of the work that's done outside the concert hall. Since 2011, Carnegie Hall has curated a program called the Lullaby Project. It was started by songwriter and Carnegie teaching artist Thomas Cabanis. While Cabanis was working with young mothers at the Jacoby Medical Center in the Bronx, he realized lullaby writing was a great way for expectant young mothers to start bonding with their children. Fellow teaching artist Deidre Rodman Struck has been with the project from the very beginning, and we recently caught up with her at a workshop at Jacoby.
Well, I was getting ready to have my second child, so I knew the importance of music and I knew the importance of lullaby in my own child's life. But I think what surprised me about the Lullaby Project the most was I had some preconceptions walking in to say Rikers. I was maybe a little nervous or not knowing what to expect, and then there I was, a mother, just with other mothers.
The process is very simple. It starts with a workbook.
So the booklet is pretty standard across prisons and shelters and hospitals, where they write a letter to their baby. And if they get really stuck, sometimes we have prompts: I wish, I hope, I dream.
Saskia Lane is another teaching artist who works with young mothers at Jacoby Medical Center. She describes how together she and the moms turn the words into music.
We try and draw as much as we can out of them that's original content in terms of the melodies, and I'll play them chords, for example, on my ukulele or on a piano and say, do you like the sound of this? And, you know, and they'll give me feedback, yes, no, I don't like that chord. Some women are so specific, yes, no, don't like that.
And key to the project, says Saskia Lane, is singing.
I try my very best to get the mothers to sing, because a lot of the times they're feeling shy or they don't think they're musical. Of course they are.
I can't wait to meet you. Hold you in.
And it's a way to celebrate them and to give them some tools going into motherhood, in terms of it can be really soothing for the baby to sing to the baby, and it can be really soothing for the mother to sing to the baby.
The program has grown through the years, and in that time, hundreds of lullabies have been written in hospitals, schools, homeless shelters, and prisons in New York City, the United States, and around the world. And now there's a CD of lullabies from the project. Some of the contributing artists include Natalie Merchant, Roseanne Cash, and opera star Joyce DiDonato. One of the songs featured on the CD was written by a young mother named Daris Medina.
You save, you love, you're mine.
You're safe, you loved, you're mine. I started with that specific line because it was part of the main message that I wanted it to be. As a young child, I always wanted a relationship with my children like the way I have with my mom. It's very close, very sentimental, you know. So I always wanted them to know that regardless of anything, you can always come to mommy and mommy will help you out.
You came to me in June.
For the album, pop vocalist and former contestant on The Voice, Janice Freeman, sang Medina's song.
Just in the first statement, it caught me. You're safe. Your love, your mind. When I listened to the song, and it just allowed me to, I felt like I was in her body. I felt like I was living her life and how she felt about her son. It is something that's so universal. No matter who you are, no matter where you come from, what walk of life you've come from, music is really almost like the universal smile.
It was a no-brainer for me to go and contribute to this and be a part of these extraordinary women, these extraordinary mothers and composers.
At first I thought, what am I gonna do? How can I tell people the truth?
Joyce DiDonato has sung some of the greatest music ever written for the human voice in opera houses and concert halls around the world. and she brings that same artistic commitment to the Lullaby Project.
I have so many questions.
The truth is that I prepared those songs and recorded those songs just as if they were Schubert or Mahler or Fauré, Debussy. I look at the text and I interpret it as I understand it, but trying to understand the context of where it's coming from. And in a way, it was very easy with each one of these songs because, I mean, every composer of note has written some kind of lullaby. Brahms, very famously, right? And so it's very easy to go into that world of mother to child. What struck me in particular about these pieces is the vulnerability there. As you're talking about, you know, she goes, what if I'm squishing you at night? I'm sure every woman who has carried a child worries about turning over onto their stomach when they're sleeping and saying, no, I don't want to squish you. It's such a universal and kind of primal, vulnerable emotion that these women who are not trained musicians, I don't think any of them have ever written a song before, nor did it probably ever occur to them that they would have the opportunity or ability to do that. And here they are, they're able to write a song to their child and have it recorded and put out into the world. It's, for me, it's just something extraordinary. And so I treated it exactly as if it was, you know, a great Schubert lieder.
Giving it